Hey, smart biotech scientists. Let me be clear. Too many projects fail due to poor stakeholder management. In this episode of the Smart Biotech Scientist podcast, we are diving into a crucial yet overlooked aspect of project success. It's engaging your stakeholders. With five simple steps, we'll guide you through the process of managing your stakeholders effectively. Are you juggling the complexities of CMC development while trying to enjoy the beauty of biotech? Have you ever wondered if there's a way to simplify bioprocessing? Welcome to the Smart Biotech Scientist podcast, where we're diving headfirst into the very challenges you face. We're breaking it down, demystifying the jargon, and giving you the keys to unlock your full potential. I'm your host, David Brohlman, and I get it. With 15 plus years in the biotech industry, I face the same challenges you do. There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can remove complexity, you can skip trials and errors, deliver without delay your groundbreaking therapy to clinics at market, and still enjoy every single step. Do you want to learn how industry experts and I did it? Grab a cup of coffee and your favorite notebook and pen. Now is the time to take your bioprocessing game to the next level. Let's smarten up biotech. Let me be clear. Too many projects fail due to poor stakeholder management. And in this episode, we are diving into a crucial yet often overlooked aspect of project success: engaging your stakeholders. With five simple steps, we'll guide you through the process of managing your stakeholders effectively. Let me share a story with you. Imagine this. I was leading a tech transfer project, and I had a run-in with a quality control guy. This guy, let's say, wasn't my biggest fan. He was rigid, unbending, making every step of my job as a tech transfer leader feel like an uphill battle. He didn't like the myriad of analysis requests we needed to show comparability between the lab and the large-scale facility. I was stumped, unable to understand why. But instead of wishing him away or avoiding him, I decided to face the situation head on. So I took a trip down to the QC lab. I wanted to have an honest conversation, an open conversation with him. And the chat didn't go as I had anticipated. In fact, it took a surprising turn. As we talked, the root of the issue quickly came to light. He craved order, predictability, and the analysis requests I sent over were anything but. They were unpredictable, last minute, stirring up stress and causing him to put up walls. So I explained my perspective, that due to the nature of tech transfers, I couldn't promise to plan everything. And I explained him, you know, surprises are part of the package. As he began to see my side of the things, we found common ground. And from that day on, our working relationship improved significantly. And this experience taught me a crucial lesson. Understanding the roles and needs of all stakeholders in my projects is absolutely key. Because let's face it, most projects fail because the project leader gives zero attention to the interests and requirements of stakeholders. So Merriam-Webster defines stakeholder as one who is involved in or affected by a course of action. In other words, your stakeholders have an interest in your project, or your project impacts them in one or the other way. And keep this in mind, your key stakeholders have the power to make your project fail or succeed. That's why you need to have a proper plan in place to identify their needs and communicate and engage with them. your stakeholder management plan should be a key element of your project planning efforts. And as Machiavelli wrote in The Prince, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. It's great advice. Because knowing who does not support a project is at least as important as knowing who does. So what do you need to know? It is important to know who are the decision makers of your project. Who are the influencers? And number three, who do you reach out to? Stakeholders may include internal and external entities, including the members of your project team. It could be sponsors, your senior management, customers, and suppliers. Stakeholder management consists of managing the expectations and the requirements of these involved or affected people. It involves identifying and analyzing stakeholders and systematically planning to communicate and engaging with them. Yes, my dear biotech scientists, managing process development or scale up or any research and development project is not just about technology and science. We must learn to deal with people and communicate effectively with people. So let me give you five simple steps to engage your stakeholders. Number one, identify your stakeholders. So begin by listing down anyone and everyone your project is affecting. So I must confess that I didn't do that for that tech transfer, because otherwise I probably would have thought to include my QC friends. So do a simple brain dump. And at this stage, don't get too obsessed with assigning them a category yet. Just jot down their name or their company. For instance, you could ask, who will your project affect? So both positively and negatively. Who has an interest in your project? Or who has the power over your project? And who wants your project to fail? Who wants your project to succeed? So you may want to use a simple list, or you can even use a mind map for this step. And once you have a full list of stakeholders, it is easier to categorize them. So what I suggest is, before continuing to listen to this episode, take 1 or 2 minutes to look at the stakeholders that come into your mind, jot them down, and then you're ready for step number two. Step number two, classify your stakeholders. What we do is we evaluate the power and interest of our stakeholders over our project. This categorization will enable you to understand what stakeholders you should spend most and least effort on. So let's look at a tool called the Power Interest Grid, which is the most widely used technique in stakeholder analysis. It helps you determine how to interact with your stakeholders and how often you will do so. The Power Interest Grid is a two-dimensional chart. The vertical axis represents power, going from low at the bottom to high at the top. The horizontal axis represents interest, going from low on the left to high on the right. So this forms four quadrants. The top right quadrant is for stakeholders with high power and high interest. These individuals are your key players who must be fully engaged and well informed. For instance, the project manager who has significant power and interest in the project falls into this category. Their responsibilities include managing the project's budget, timeline, and overall progress. So that's the high power, high interest quadrant, and we want to fully engage with them. Then the top left quadrant is for stakeholders with high power but low interest. You should keep these stakeholders satisfied but not flood them with communication. A good example is senior management, who have the power but may not be directly involved in the project. Nonetheless, They have a vested interest in the project's success and need to be kept satisfied with regular updates and reports. So that's the high power, low interest quadrant, and we want to keep them satisfied. The bottom right quadrant is for stakeholders with low power but high interest. These stakeholders, such as the laboratory technicians, should be kept informed. Although they may not have a decision-making role, they are involved in the actual implementation of the bioprocess scale-up and have a high interest in the project's success. It's important to keep them updated on any changes. So once again, that's a low power, high interest quadrant, and we want to keep people informed. And finally, we have the bottom left quadrant that represents stakeholders with low power and low interest. These stakeholders should be monitored and given sufficient information without overwhelming them. The administrative staff who manage the logistical aspects of the project fall into this category. Even though they play a role in the project, their interest and influence over the project's outcome are minimal. They should be provided with just enough information to perform their roles effectively. So this is the low power, low interest quadrant. And we spend minimum effort to that quadrant. Now we get to step number 3. Develop the stakeholder management strategy. The core of developing a stakeholder management strategy lies in deeply understanding your stakeholders. And this entails not just knowing who they are, but also understanding their needs, their concerns, and their expectations. So start by creating a detailed profile for each stakeholder. And this should include their role in the project, their level of influence and interest, which we've done in the first 2 steps already, and their desired outcomes and potential concerns they might have about the project. These profiles will help you understand each stakeholder's perspective and tailor your engagement strategy accordingly. So to successfully manage your stakeholders, it's helpful to organize key information in a spreadsheet. And here is how you do it. Number 1, in the first column of your spreadsheet, list the names of each stakeholder. This could be an individual, it could be a group, or even an organization that has a vested interest in your project. Then in the second column, you describe their impact level. So you indicate the level of impact each of the stakeholder has on your project. This could be high, it could be medium, it could be low, and it is dependent on their influence and interest in the project. Number 3 is the level of support. So in the third column, specify each stakeholder's level of support. So this could range from being a resistor to being a supporter or being a decision authority. You might also have stakeholders who either directly impact the project outcome or will be affected by it. And by the way, this level of support can change along the project. And then in the fourth column, indicate the reason for each stakeholder's level of resistance or support. This could be, for instance, due to personal interests, it could be to strategic objectives, or any other factor that influences their stance. In the fifth column of your spreadsheet, list the actions you plan to take to address each stakeholder. This could be regular updates, involvement in decision making, or addressing any concerns they may have. And finally, in the sixth column, provide the best way to contact each stakeholder. This could be an email address, a phone number, it could be social media, it could be any other contact information. And this spreadsheet will provide you with an organized and comprehensive approach to manage your stakeholders. Let's keep this once again in mind. In understanding the needs and interests of your stakeholders is crucial in developing a successful stakeholder management strategy. Because by effectively engaging with your stakeholders, you can build strong relationships that will ultimately contribute to the success of your project. Hey, smart biotech scientists, it's time to spring into action and craft your stakeholder management strategy. Right at the end of this episode, start laying the groundwork for a robust and effective plan. And in part two of our episode that will drop on Thursday, you will get the remaining two steps. Remember, stakeholder management is a crucial component in the success of your projects. And don't stop there. To truly elevate your bioprocess and business development projects, I'm offering you a free assessment. In this call, we will examine your current situation to identify any issues, uncover the number one obstacle hindering you and your business, and develop an action plan for immediate results to ensure the success of your project. Get started now at BruhlmannConsulting.com. Stay tuned for part two of our episode on stakeholder management, where you will get the final two steps to make your project successful. All right, smart scientists, that's all for today on the Smart Biotech Scientist podcast. Thank you for tuning in and joining us on your journey to bioprocess mastery. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. By doing so, we can empower more scientists like you. For additional bioprocessing tips, visit us at smartbiotechscientist.com. Stay tuned for more inspiring biotech insights in our next episode. Until then, let's continue to smarten up biotech.